A watchdog group is raising questions about whether new tugboats planned for Prince William Sound are up to the job of escorting oil tankers through the region. As Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk reports, the new tugs are part of a major transition taking place in the system set up to prevent oil spills after the Exxon Valdez.
Last year, the operator of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, surprised communities in Prince William Sound when it announced it would be parting ways with its longtime tugboat operator and bringing in a new company, Louisiana-based Edison Schuest Offshore. One reason for the switch is that Edison Schuest committed to building all new vessels to replace the current aging fleet. Those include the tugboats that escort oil tankers to and from the pipeline terminal in Valdez and barges standing by in case of a major spill. But now a report is raising questions about the design of those new boats. Donna Schantz is head of the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council, which commissioned the report. She says tugboats play a major role in preventing oil spills, and they have to be able to do that work in pretty rough conditions.
In terms of the intended purpose of these tugs, they need to save a fully laden tanker in seas of up to 15 feet and winds of 45 knots.
The Citizens Council was created by Congress to provide local oversight after the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Schantz says they're closely watching the transition between operators.
It's the largest changeover of equipment and personnel that the system has seen since it was created after the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill. And so we just want to make sure the level of care is taken to make sure we don't lose any of the safeguards that we worked so hard to put into place.
Alyeska's choice of a new operator raised some eyebrows when it was announced last year. Edison Schuest has operations all around the world, but it's perhaps best known in Alaska for the Avik tugboat, which was towing Shell's Arctic drill rig, the Kulik, when it grounded near Kodiak in 2012. The Citizens Council hired naval architect Robert Allen to review Edison Schuest's plans for the new tugs. And his firm raised concerns about several issues, including a bow shape he worries might slow the tugs down and collect water in high seas. Allen calls the designs less than ideal for what's supposed to be a state-of-the-art new fleet.
I don't in any way, and certainly didn't say in my report, that there's anything about either of these designs that is any way unsafe. It's just a question of it could be better.
Allen also says the information he received didn't include evidence that design testing was done to make sure the boats could handle rough conditions. But Alyeska says it's confident in the tug designs. Spokesperson Michelle Egan says the company takes Allen's report seriously. But she says his firm only reviewed limited preliminary plans, which in some cases have already changed.
We've gone through the report. We have identified a number of areas where changes were already made in the design. And then there are clearly places in the report where there is a professional difference of opinion between two different sets of marine architects.
One of those differences of opinion is the bow shape, which Egan says hasn't changed. She points out the new vessels come with new benefits, including more horsepower. And she says Alyeska will be sharing more information as the transition unfolds. Donna Schantz of the Citizens Council says that information can't come soon enough. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.